This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. And this is like our third or our fourth Good, Bad, Ugly episode.
Yeah, I think it's our third.
How do you feel about it?
I was going to say, I think it's my third time cringing. So that's how I feel.
I know. You know, I still feel like it's very important to talk about this. Number one, so that if people have a perception that doesn't match our perception or a misunderstanding, we have the opportunity to clear it up. But probably bigger than that, it's really about a process for and a mindset around taking difficult feedback, because we all get it, right? I mean, a lot.
Yep.
I wish that we didn't. And I guess the other piece of it is being a voice for people considering all the options before they maybe share something that they can't take back with somebody else. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's funny because the first Good, Bad, and Ugly episode that we did that aired in January, people loved it. It made a lot of people uncomfortable, including us.
Yes.
Very. But I mean, you saw the feedback. People were really glad we were talking about it. And One of the toughest pieces of feedback that we shared in that episode, the woman who said that she felt like everybody was just cattle on my ambition train. Mm-hmm. She has since continued to be a customer. She has since joined my network marketing team.
That's incredible.
Like, isn't it like the most vocal critic by far? And I think that a lot of that comes from how we respond to feedback, because had I responded, and if you haven't gone and listened to that first January Good, Bad, or Ugly, you should. It's tough, but it's good. I said that when I got that email and we were both like, oh, that's intense and harsh. I said, I want to jump on the phone and talk about it because I think there's a misunderstanding here. And had I been like, well, okay, bye. Like, all right, if that's how you feel, adios. Then we wouldn't have gotten to where we are now, where she's continued on as a client in the 12 weeks to transformation. And she's a passionate advocate for the very thing that she was so strongly against just a few months ago.
That's really so cool. And we have, I have definitely seen a lot of emails come through supporting this episode, which makes me believe in its importance even more. Yeah.
I totally agree, because honestly, it's not fun for either one of us to do this episode. So if we weren't getting that kind of feedback, we would not put ourselves through it.
Yes.
Especially you. I'm like, okay, let's deal with it. You're like, oh God. Oh
yeah.
God. Hello, Q&A.
Exactly.
Okay. So before we get into what we're calling the good, the bad, and the ugly, and really there is no bad. There definitely is ugly, but there is no bad. It's just feedback, some of which is easier to hear and some of which is, you know, more accurate and, you know, than others. But we are going to give away today an entire container of the plant-based protein called GBX protein that you and I both use like pretty much daily.
Yeah, definitely at least 5 days a week for me.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan, and I haven't been much of a protein shake drinker in my life because I find that most of them are either gritty or they have a really awful aftertaste, or you would just have to put so much stuff in them to make them taste good that now you've had a milkshake.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, not quite the point, but the GBX is plant-based. There's no artificial colors, no artificial sweeteners, no artificial flavors. It's gluten-free. And it tastes really good. You usually do, well, you sometimes do chocolate, but do you do vanilla more than chocolate?
I do, yeah, which is unlike me in general because I love chocolate. But yeah, I usually do vanilla and some cauliflower rice, sometimes blueberries, a banana, whatever really I have on hand, spinach sometimes.
I have started putting a couple of dates in mine for a little bit of natural sweetness. And I do that with the vanilla and the chocolate. But if I'm going vanilla, I'm with you. I do like frozen cauliflower rice for just more nutrients and more texture, like more density. It's not chunky at all, but you just get like a thicker shake. And frozen berries. If I do the chocolate, I'll often do like nut butter in it.
Yeah. Yum.
So yummy. So we will let the winner choose whether they want vanilla or chocolate. And we will announce the winner at the end of today's episode. We give away cool stuff every Saturday, guys. All you have to do to win is leave a review of this show on Apple Podcasts or leave a review of Chasing Cupcakes on Amazon, or you can just post on Facebook or Instagram, like screenshot yourself, your phone, listening to this podcast, share it out, tag me. That's another way to win. I'm glad we're starting with the good.
Me too. I feel like it's a warm up.
It is. It is.
let's stretch a little.
Seriously, like let's just prepare ourselves and ease in. Do you want to read the first bit of good?
Yes. It says, honestly, I never in a zillion years thought I'd be having a conversation with my son about how the third door mentions Tim Ferriss. And isn't he from Tribe of Mentors? Thank you for that, opening my world and in turn my kids' world and allowing for good conversation between us. Just one of the many things you have given to me. This is my year of doing. Gotta just get it done. Love the new identity journal, by the way.
I love this. So if people are like, what is this language? The third door is a book that we've talked about a lot. You've read it, right?
Yes, and I loved it.
Yes, it is such a good book. The Third Door by Alex Binayan, and how Tim Ferriss is mentioned in the book. And Tim Ferriss wrote, among other things, Tribe of Mentors, which we've also talked about on this show. And so somebody emailed and basically said that she never would have guessed that reading these books for herself and then her teenager was in turn reading them. And then they were discussing ideas in these great books. And she just kind of never saw that as part of her relationship with her kids. And she's really, really enjoying it. And I love that. What you and I get to see all the time, the way that, whether it's the podcast or the 12 Weeks to Transformation, impacts families, you know, parents yes. who start listening and sharing the ideas. And I just think these kids are so fortunate to be exposed to these ideas so early in life that we didn't get turned on to until much later.
I totally agree.
It is so cool to see. And if you want to expose yourself to some of these ideas, I really recommend both of these books, The Third Door by Alex Binayan, as well as Tribe of Mentors by Tim Ferriss. If I had to pick one over the other, it would be an easy choice for me, The Third Door. I love that.
I haven't checked out Tribe of Mentors yet, so I'll have to do it.
The Third Door, how would you, because it's kind of a business book, but it's really more of a general life book, wouldn't you say?
Oh yeah. It's really just about doing, which can be applied to anything.
And it's about like not limiting yourself and possibility and how, no matter how far off it seems, there is a way.
Totally. Yes.
I am obsessed with that book.
Very good.
Yeah. And it's so cool that she didn't just hear us talking about it. She actually got the books, read the books, told somebody about them. And that's really where the change happens, when you actually do something with these ideas. So I thought that was cool. The next one is also in the good category.
Yes. It says, dearest Elizabeth, I have no suggestion to offer other than keep rocking it. I have so much praise for Chasing Cupcakes. I've recommended it to anyone that will listen. You are such an inspiration to me. Your book allowed me to challenge my own thinking. It taught me to be self-empowered, and I'm struggling for enough verbiage that can express the immense gratitude in my heart. I had almost given up on my dream. It was for sale, but not anymore. Thank you for that. Thank you for sharing the gift of empowerment that will give so many the freedom to create a life they desire. I wish you the best in this next decade and beyond. I hope all your dreams and wishes, or better, come true for you. If love and gratitude could shine through an email, you would need shades, but imagine all the Care Bears lined up, Care Bears staring at maximum level. That's the gratitude I feel.
Oh my gosh, like, I love that. No, I want to like tape that to the wall.
I know.
All the Care Bears lined up, Care Bears staring at the maximum level. Like, first of all, you should write books, whoever put this in, because that is such a beautiful word picture.
It is.
That is so awesome. And you know, I mean, obviously it makes me smile. That's awesome. I'm so glad. But the magic here is this person, right? The magic here is that this person went beyond listening and put things into action. And it really has nothing or very, very little to do with me, very little to do with Primal Potential, and everything to do with an individual's decision to take action. And that is just, that's what it's all about, right? It doesn't have to be this big elaborate plan. It doesn't have to be a grand dynamic change. It's just one single step. Just one single step. That's it. And if you did that every single day, what is one small step that I can take today towards making reality for this thing that I want, you know, turning it into reality, moving it forward? That would be a game changer, because most people don't take a lot of those steps. It's so powerful. And oftentimes we dismiss the small, simple things because we think that they won't make enough of a difference. And we get really caught up or hung up on like the big, huge, meaningful changes. But those big, huge, meaningful changes aren't often sustained. And they don't match with the pace of our lives or the other priorities in our lives. So my big takeaway from this one, in addition to like this person should be a writer because that's a powerful word picture and just such a sweet email, is go for the small, simple thing. And just do it every damn day.
All right. We're moving on here.
Okay. This is a 3-star podcast review.
Yes.
I mean, out of 5 stars, you know, okay.
Yeah.
They have a reason. Let's hear their reason.
It says, used to listen to every podcast now. Listen to every podcast now. I feel like all it's about is selling the 12 weeks course and Fabletics.
How do you feel about that?
Sincerely confused. Well, only because I just don't feel that way at all. Not even like a little bit.
Okay, well here, let me give this person the benefit of the doubt. There are some podcasts that I listen to where I don't listen to every episode. And I might pick 2 or 3 episodes a month. And they might have, I don't know many podcasters who do 3 episodes a week like we do. Most of the time it's 1, maybe 2. There are people who do more, no doubt. But if there was a podcast that had 12 to 15 episodes a month, and I routinely cherry picked titles, you know, oh, this one sounds interesting, this one doesn't, and all they did was promote a particular brand, then I would draw that conclusion. But okay, fact is, there's never been Fabletics promotion more than 2 episodes in 1 month, and we do somewhere between 12 and 15 episodes a month because we do 3 a week. So that's just fact number one. However, maybe she only listened to the 2 in a month where we talked about Fabletics. The thing is, though, a podcast sponsorship content has never been more than 1% of the podcast content. Ever. Like, it's just never been done. You know what I mean? When we talk about a sponsor, we talk about them for like a minute, maybe 2 minutes. Is that your impression?
Totally. Yes.
So my first thought is that is so not all this podcast is. But in fairness, maybe they listen to only the 2 episodes that happen to talk about Fabletics. But just so everybody's on the same page, there's never been a sponsor promoted more than 2 times in a month. And we were really deliberate about that. And we've talked about this some before, but just for anybody who wonders kind of the behind the scenes logic, we wanted to make sure that A, there was never a sponsor on every episode. Okay, so you've never heard us mention a sponsor on every episode. At max, we gave a sponsor 2 episodes per month. And again, we do 3 episodes every week. And even with that, even when it was Thrive Market, who's no longer a sponsor, and Fabletics, who's no longer a sponsor, even with them each being promoted twice per month, there were still more than half of the episodes with no sponsor. So that's the fact, the reality, even if it can seem like, gosh, there's always a sponsor. There's not. That's the fact. Beyond that, though, what if there was a sponsor every single episode? Like, why is that a problem? You know, like, I can't help but wonder, like, what's the problem with that?
And I feel like it's the norm. I mean, I listen to so many different podcasts, and there are multiple commercials.
Yeah.
Throughout one episode. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, podcast content is free to listen to. So I expect that if I'm listening to free content, it has to be this isn't a charity. It has to be monetized in some way. And maybe that's my expectation because I'm on this side of it, you know? But for me, if I'm like the books that we read, they're not free. Right? So that's why you don't have like a magazine, and hell, even magazines aren't free, right? But you don't have ads every few pages. But podcast content is free. So even if we did ad reads on every episode, or like a lot of shows do, straight up commercial breaks where you know, not me telling my own experience with Fabletics or me telling my own experience with Thrive, why does anybody have an issue with that? That's what I would love to know. If you are getting free anything, why is it a problem? I mean, you listen to podcasts and they have ads. Does it bug you?
No. And I also think to myself, like, I can just skip it. And I do.
Absolutely.
Sometimes I don't, but I can just, yeah, shuffle ahead.
Absolutely. And I think it goes back to, we have to keep in mind that all of these podcasts in some way, shape, or form are businesses. And as a business owner, and again, I understand that I have the unique perspective of being a business owner, and you do too, right? You also work with Primal Potential, but you own your own business. I think as a business owner, you just sort of like, well, everybody has to like put food in their mouths and a roof over their head. So nothing is really free. But I also think that maybe because newer podcasts or smaller podcasts can't have ads because they're too small for anybody to buy airtime on their show. You know, that was the reality for Primal for the first few years. We were too small for anybody to want to buy airtime on our show. But, you know, I have remained very sensitive to, I don't want to cut out for ads. So what I mean by that is, I don't want you to be listening and then there's like a break in the middle of the show and I run an ad. That's how I feel right now. I might feel differently in a few years, but that's how I feel right now. We've taken such great, like, sensitivity to what people might like and not like, but it just goes to show that even when you try to do it so responsibly, not every episode has a sponsor. We didn't renew with our sponsors in 2020. We never had generic ad reads. It was always very genuine about a specific product. Like I talked about how I bought my puffy vest from Fabletics, or how I would, you know, get coconut aminos from Thrive Market. There's still going to be some people that for some reason have a problem with that, you know? Mm-hmm. As for the 12 weeks to transformation, it's changing lives, and I'm proud to talk about it, and I'm not going to apologize for it. I would also say to this person's comment, like, all it is promoting Fabletics and 12 weeks, A, it's not, but B, we're really, really proud of the opportunity that we provide in that program. And when we talk about it, it's because it's relevant, you know? It's relevant to why people are here listening to this show. I am not a hard sell salesperson. That's just not my style. But I am a businesswoman, and this is one of the platforms for my business. And I'm really freaking proud of that. I also know factually, if we just look at the content objectively, it is very much not all about the 12 weeks to transformation. And at times when feedback like this has come in, I have hired third parties to do transcripts of the episode and give me a percentage breakdown. And it's never been more than 3% of our content, ever. And I feel really okay with that. And I also own that, like, some people don't feel really okay with it. What do you think about how and how often we talk about the 12 weeks on the show?
I really feel like it's a very minimal amount, specifically on the episodes that I'm with you on, 'cause I'm really focused on that. But I don't think it comes up much other than when we talk about the amazing outcomes people are having. And like, why wouldn't you want to share that? I want
to
know.
Yeah, I feel really proud of that. And fact-based, again, just going back to the numbers with the sponsors, as well as the numbers with the 12 weeks, registration is only 4 times a year. So it's not like we could talk about it in a whole lot of detail in every episode, because not only is registration only 4 times a year, it's only for 2 weeks 4 times a year. And I'm really, really proud to share that opportunity and to welcome people into the Primal Potential family for 2 weeks every quarter. Like, I feel really proud about that. And if the episodes were all geared towards the 12 weeks to transformation, I get it. It could be repetitive 4 times a year, but they're not. Just factually, they're not. Yeah. Okay. Let's continue on. Anything else you wanted to say about that one?
No, I guess so.
Bring it.
I was just thinking, like, I have some podcasts I truly, truly love. And my thought goes to, if they need to be doing something in order for them to provide me content down the road, like, I am all for it, because I find such nuggets in there.
Yeah.
Like, bring it on. Have commercials for 15 minutes. That's fine.
Right.
As long as the content that I want and love is in there still.
Yeah. And I think whether it is listening to the radio, which is free for you, and there are commercials, or watching television and there are commercials, even though we pay for television service, buying a magazine and there are ads in there, like, this is commerce. It's normal and it's healthy, and it allows goods and services that you perceive to be valuable to be delivered to you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to this next one, shall we?
Okay, we shall. It says, I wanted to make a comment on the episode about people having issues with the MLM. I was also very turned off by that episode.
Can
and
I
stop
in just for 1 second to give you context? This is referring to, if you're newer to the show or you don't know that acronym MLM, they're referring to me sharing back in July of 2019 that one of my streams of income, in addition to Primal Potential, in addition to real estate, in addition to stocks and bonds, is network marketing. So that's what we're talking about.
They continue on saying, I was also very turned off by that episode and stopped listening for a while. It felt like we were being manipulated or duped, and that the ultimate purpose of your Primal Potential business was not to help people, but to sell people your products or get your followers to sell your products.
Can I stop you there for a second?
Yeah, of course.
You know what's interesting? What's that? Never said the name of the company. In that episode that she's referring to, I never said the name of the company. You know, and I'm very sensitive to the fact that somebody might perceive that I'm being defensive, and maybe that is very real and true, because I do feel very protective of my message and my show. But it's also just wanting to make sure that the facts are out there. If my purpose was to sell people products or get my followers to sell my products, you can bet your ass that I have said what company I was with.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
As one of your biggest fans, I bought your book and Audible and made other people as well. I also bought your Breaking Barriers course. I felt embarrassed that I fell for your sales tactics. I realized after listening that that was not the case, but I also felt like you may not have fully understood how people felt. No one wants to feel tricked or manipulated. Again, I now see that wasn't your intention, but it made us all not trust you for a bit. I'm listening again, but with a little bit more reservation. I still find you incredibly inspiring, and I hope I'm not a fool to follow you.
I'm going to let you start with that one, because I need a minute.
Really? Oh, man.
I am genuinely grateful for the feedback. I really, really am. But I also think that there are several things that just run counter to reality here. So I just, you share your thoughts on this one first, because we haven't talked about this. You haven't even seen this message before.
No, I haven't. And I just, I don't know. I guess I go back to my own experience with their podcasts and such. And like, I listen to people who have their own courses, other courses besides yours, who are doing different things. And I don't for once feel as though that they're trying to force me into something or manipulate me in any way. You included. And first of all, I trust you. And secondly, I just don't feel like you are doing anything to twist anyone's arm or like you're sharing your experience and how that's positively affecting people. And I think that's so important. And it's, yeah. And it's we should honest. Trust you more for that. Yeah.
Right. It's honest. And you know, okay. Do you remember when you first told me that you were going to move into like a brick and mortar storefront for Seasold, your other business?
Yes.
I have no desire to have a brick and mortar store, but I was genuinely so curious just to learn what you were doing and why it was a good idea for your business. And I probably asked you like 100 questions.
Yes. So true.
And it's not because, you know, I never felt like, oh God, now I have to go to Sarah's store and buy her stuff. You know what I mean? Right. And it was also wasn't like, oh great, now is Sarah going to try and like convince me to get a brick and mortar? Like those things never crossed my mind. It was just your experience and your journey. And how I operate and how a lot of folks that I'm friends with operate is, I'm freaking genuinely fascinated by what other people are doing for their health, for their income, for their relationships, because I'm not going to want to do everything that everybody is doing, but instead of closing down, I see an opportunity to learn in what everybody is doing. If you told me tomorrow that you were going to do network marketing selling nail polish, I would have a million questions for you. I'd be genuinely curious, even though I'm not going to sell nail polish. Mm-hmm. And granted, not everybody has to feel that way. And I get it. A lot of people don't. And they put their walls up and their defenses up. But I have to ask why. So fact-based, when I first shared that network marketing was yet another, you know, stream of income for me, I was very intentional about not saying the company name and just saying like, this was initially a hell no for me. And let me explain why it was a hell yes, in large part because it was a very big piece of my health journey, which is a very big piece of this podcast. Mm-hmm. So, and I've shared this before, and the people who hear it and get it are probably like, we know, Elizabeth, but clearly not enough people have heard this. It was my own primal potential clients who came to me and said, you're being dishonest by not talking about the way this has changed your life from your health to your finances. And I agree with them. I think that they are completely right. And what is also interesting to me is no one has ever given me 1 ounce of crap about sharing that I invest in real estate. Ever. Nobody's ever said, oh great, now are you going to all try and talk us all into investing real estate? Are you going to start selling real estate books? You know what I mean? Like nobody yeah. has ever, ever given me 1 ounce of crap about that. And it just, there's a greater why there. Like if this pokes at you, why? Because I promise you, if you can hear my voice right now, I have not asked you to join my network marketing team. But even if I had, like, I hope if you have an opportunity that you love and you're excited about, that you'll tell me about it. I genuinely hope that, not just for you, Sarah, but for anybody out there, if there is something in your life that is making a difference for you, for who I am as a person, tell me. I want to know. I have learned so much from other people's trials, struggles, ups, downs, yeses and nos, new endeavors and failed endeavors. Like, please don't protect me from that. I want to know. And I can tell you, in terms of my integrity, I'm never going to ask you to join my team. Like, period. I want to be the kind of person who is very open and honest. And, you know, what if, like, for example, I have talked about how I love the concept of like dry bar, the blow dry bars. And whenever I'm in California, like I go to those things all the time, and we don't have anything like that on Cape Cod. Well, what if I opened a blow dry bar? Would people fear that like now I was going to try and sell everybody a blow dry package?
Probably.
And does that mean that I can't share that on this platform because it's going to cause people to not trust me? I want to stand for the fact that we are all not only allowed, but we should all be encouraged to grow, to try new things, and to not be afraid to share it. I feel so strongly about that. And it is fascinating to me. It is not the majority. I want to be clear about that. The majority of people haven't said anything, right? Because I think that they kind of think about it like we do, like, cool. It's great to know that something has helped you. And whether that is like the throat spray that we talk about, the Beekeeper's Naturals or whatever, or it is a probiotic supplement, or it is investing in real estate, or it is a CrossFit gym. I'm going to talk about it. And I'm going to talk about it without trying to sell or manipulate or anything like that. Like this person says in their thing, I felt embarrassed that I fell for your sales tactics. My sales tactic is very simply to talk about what the options are and you make the decision. So when I think of like falling for somebody's sales tactic, I think of something that's like underhanded and disguised or veiled. And that's not how I operate. So the only way you can get involved in anything I'm doing is to choose to. Eyes wide open. And it's so funny. I get a lot of messages from people who are like, So can you tell us like what is the network marketing company? I'd love to learn more about it. And I don't see that you've like said the name anywhere or whatever. And yet there's people on the other side of the spectrum that are like, I feel tricked and duped and manipulated, which is valid. I'm grateful to know that, but I'm also not afraid to say that I don't really understand how that, without a lot happening of interpretation or assumption or fear-based or projection, how the way that I go about it can contribute to those kinds of feelings. You know?
I do. And I know you've said it before. It's almost like mentioning your favorite restaurant or if you had a really good meal. Like, why wouldn't you just share that?
Right.
And why is that an offensive thing?
Yeah. Why do people get their feathers ruffled? Like I, there's so many things I want for this space that is Primal Potential. And one of the biggest ones is let's be cheerleaders for each other. Mm-hmm. If you open Hooters, you know, I don't even know if that's a franchise or not, but let's just say that it's a franchise and you open Hooters. Guess what? I don't really have an interest in opening Hooters, but good for you. Tell me everything. I mean, genuinely, that is how I feel about it. If you want to open up a dry bar franchise, even though I think it'll be many, many years before you see your seed investment back, I want to know everything. Tell me all about it. Good for you. I think that I've said this before on these good, bad, and ugly episodes, but I think that's kind of what it boils down to. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have a podcast and you're afraid to bring on sponsors, I say this. You figure out how you can do it in a way that makes you feel good, and you do that, and you don't be afraid. You do what you want to do, and you stand firm in it, and call to your tribe people who will say, that's really interesting. Tell me more. How did you make that decision? Help me understand. Good for you. I'm in your corner. And it's not a forced thing. Like I said, when you told me about the brick and mortar thing, I had so many questions. How does that work? What are the hours? How do you, you know, what's the lease? What do you, like, I wanted to know everything because I learned from that. And I'm excited by learning. And there wasn't one ounce of me that was like, oh, a brick and mortar. You know what I mean?
Yes. And that's very true. You're very curious and supportive.
And I think like just, if I had my magic wand, can't we just all be more curious and more supportive?
Yeah.
You know, it's a free freaking podcast, guys. I mean, like, honestly, if I want to start talking about sex, I'm going to start talking about sex. If I want to start talking about a meal delivery service that we decide to use because life is crazy, I'm going to talk about it because it's real. And I welcome people into this space who are down with that, you know, mm-hmm. who are more curious than they are critical. Do you have a bottom line on this one? Like, if you had a magic wand, what would it be? What would you want? Oh,
gosh, that could be so powerful. Yeah, I guess I'm kind of jumping on your bandwagon of just being a cheerleader and supporting. Yeah. I think that can be so powerful when you know people in your circle have your back.
Yeah, I agree. And it doesn't threaten anybody. No. I could say the name of my network marketing company 50 times an episode, and that doesn't take anything away from you. It doesn't take anything away from me. It doesn't take anything away from my message, because we all still have the power to choose what we do with our time and our money and our attention. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, there's no threat to it. And when we start to see words like manipulation or duped, falling for sales tactics, embarrassed, tricked, manipulated, all words from this person's comment, there's nothing that I can force you to do. But what you can do is trust that I'm just going to be me. You know, I'm just going to be real and me. And I, towards the end of my pregnancy, I wrote a blog about how I've gained a lot of weight in this pregnancy. I'm not trying to hide that because haters going to hate. I'm going to be real. I'm going to be me. I'm going to talk about it. And I feel the same way about every aspect of my life. And that's what you can trust in this show, that I'm just going to be real. I'm just going to be real. You can keep the feedback coming.
Yes.
I really am grateful for it because it does make me better to process it. And I also appreciate the opportunity to be clear when it runs counter to fact, you know, that's the way it goes. Let's give something away, shall we?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's protein that comes from the network marketing company. Isn't that appropriate? It's a free gift for you.
Are you tricking us?
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to buy it. You don't even have to claim your gift because we will use it. I'm not trying to get you to buy it. I'm not trying to trick, dupe, or manipulate you. This is something that I love and use almost every single day. Sarah does as well, 5 days a week. This is not a trick. This is a gift.
Yes.
And the gift goes to, do you want to say who this person is?
Yes, it is Joanne L.W.
And yes. That is her Apple podcast handle, Joanne LW. All you got to do, if you so choose, is email Sarah, Sarah, at primalpotential.com. And we will get it in the mail to you no matter where in the world you live. And I actually think this person is in another country.
Ah.
So we'll
find you.
That's right. We'll find you. All right. Final thought. I want you to tell me one thing that is just really good. Let's end on like a really positive note.
Yeah. Let's see. I have been starting to practice, and I have now become in the habit of doing something really positive for my body every day, and I'm loving it.
Can you give me an example?
Yes. I'll give you a couple examples. So at the beginning of the year, I wanted to have a new goal, but I didn't want to put too much pressure because I know things come up and things change. So It's an example would be saying something nice about my body every day, or doing something like stretching or going for a run or doing yoga or a different workout, just something positive for my body every single day.
I love that.
Thank you. And I love it because it can take like 2 seconds or like 3 hours, you know, and it can do it in any kind of weather. Anyway, yeah, that's what I'm excited about.
I love that. Trying to think of mine.
Yes, please.
I'll go kind of along your theme. I, at the beginning of the year, established a habit that I feel really, really good about, where I identify at the beginning of the day what family member I'm going to connect with. on that day. And it can't be the same person twice. And that's just been so cool, because whether it's like texting my cousin who got a new job and seeing how it's going and asking questions about it, or it's, you know, making sure that I can get on a phone call with my sister, or FaceTiming with my grandmother, it takes very, very little time, but it brings me so, so much joy. And the relationships just feel much more deep and meaningful, and not just, you know, like my sister and my mom and I have always been close, but some of like my extended family, it can be just like a holiday or a celebration thing. And this has made it just much more deep and rich. And I love it.
I love that too. And I love how intentional you are about that in general.
I try.
Yeah. That's awesome.
All right. Well, we wrapped it up. It didn't kill us. We did it. We did it. Good, bad, ugly. Next time we include alcohol.
Oh, yes. I'm going to be slurring my words by the end of the episode.
Oh my gosh. That'll be so fun. Like drink every time you feel a little uncomfortable.
Perfect. Oh, geez.
Sarah's hammered.
Yeah, on the floor.
All right, everybody, have an amazing day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.